Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Saint Joseph, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome, everyone, from that far land over there on the coast. Is that still Western Australia? Welcome. It's to be very fruitful for you, grace-filled. Use the availability of all the sacraments and all the words which are spoken to enter into your heart. And there you'll find yourself worthy to be serving at the altar, which is the prime reason why you're here tonight, or today rather. The Gospel of Mark is very clear. Who is this who's performing these miracles, who's saying these things to us? Isn't he but only the son of Mary? They knew Mary. They knew her. But Mary, remember, was the mother of God. She had hidden herself from people in the sense that she never went around notifying people that she was the mother of God. Joseph himself had to have it revealed by an angel, and he was the spouse of Mary. Joseph, though he's not mentioned here, they refer to Jesus as the carpenter. But who taught him carpentry? His human nature needed to be taught, and his learning was not required because he had the divine nature. He was a divine person. He already knew how to put a wooden nail into, or a metal nail into the wood, how to cross joint pieces of timber. But he didn't know from his humanity, which needed to be taught to him. And hence, he took flesh from the Virgin Mary. And this hypostatic union, which is unique to Our Lady and to God himself, was Mary's role in bringing forth the Messiah. But remember also that Joseph, he played the role of being the spouse of the Mother of God. So together we find that Jesus was subject to his parents, whose father in heaven was Joseph here on earth. And because of that, that humility and simplicity, as yet Jesus hadn't been announcing that he was the Messiah. He was performing these miracles and indicating that he had this power, but as yet he hadn't revealed himself to them. And it was only by the resurrection that they were convicted. Even then, in the upper room after the resurrection, they themselves questioned whether or not he was the Messiah, as Joseph, being the father of Jesus, has played a very important role in the intercessory role to God through the mediatrix, Our Lady. I'm saying this because he's the forgotten saint, yet he's greater than all the saints, and Mary herself, as they mentioned, isn't this the son of Mary, is greater than all the martyrs, all the apostles, and yet they themselves didn't see the exemplary virtues that she had. They just knew her as another, a woman. And when we hear these sisters too, which are referring to the cousins, because in the language of the Hebrews, they didn't have a specific word for brother and sister, and the extended family were also for brother and sister in the sense that they didn't have the word for cousin. The extended family of people were regarded as brothers and sisters. So this defining of the roles of what Mary was and what Joseph was is also necessary to be a fundamental underlying understanding of the role that the woman plays. Now, Mary didn't want to be the priest. She was happy to fulfill her role as being the servant of God. And women are able to have a greater dignity. They have a greater dignity than man because Mary herself, the woman, was the mother of God and also immaculately conceived. The woman plays a very formal role in the forming of the man. And when she encourages and prays and gives the example and fosters a relationship with the man becomes more masculine and the woman becomes more feminine. And when we define these roles, we find that there's no competition. but there is a role which is played where each one is able to fulfil the role of the feminine, which is enkindled very much to that of Our Lady, of being humble, submissive, prayerful, virtuous, and the man who quite often has to take the role, and the woman helps him make the decisions. She, in fact, forms him so that he understands all of the questions which are needing to be answered in order for him to make the questions. So remembering these roles, they are integral in the forming of what the human nature is. And that human nature is something which we are very much aware of, especially when we hear about the human nature of Jesus, which was formed by Mary and Joseph. So have recourse to Mary and Joseph for your formation also, through devotion, through consecration to Our Lady, through also having novenas even to Saint Joseph, who himself has been given that role, that Our Lady cannot refuse him because a spouse cannot refuse that of the other spouse. And remember also that Joseph, being the father of God in here, the father of Jesus here on earth, that he still has an intercessory role, and his prayers are very powerful because God will not refuse his questions. So if you want someone to be more manly, you ask Saint Joseph. If you want someone to be more like that of Mary, ask Our Lady, but also Saint Joseph, who helped her in her humility and submission to the will of God, because that's what spouses do. When we identify the different roles that each of us have regarding gender, we therefore don't get confused, and we can see how we complement one another. So no competition. What we're here for is to enhance what has been happening here at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, that the altar is a place where many vocations have been nurtured. And therefore, the role predominantly is for that of the boy, because from there come the vocations to the priesthood. The girls don't become priests. The girls are the ones who help the boys become and encourage them to fulfill their role, which is that to develop their formation of their vocation to the religious and priestly life. And the men themselves help form the women to show them the necessity of chastity and of obedience, and therefore fulfill what their calling may be, which is perhaps, and in many cases, to the religious life. And rather than cross-contaminate but stay virtuous, you are able to build the body of Christ, which is so damaged today because there's a lack of priests, holy priests, and a lack of religious who are a sign of the kingdom to come. So in this day, ask our Lord what it is truly your mission here on earth. Ask him to give you the necessary graces to fulfill what it is for you to make the necessary decisions to direct yourself into the course of life which you are being called to. And always have recourse to Our Lady, who is the one who formed the human nature of our Lord. In her womb, she will form us in her grace. And Saint Joseph, as Saint Teresa of Avila had said, Saint Joseph is the one who she was so surprised when she asked by way of novena, and especially up to the time of one of his feast days, which is Joseph the Worker on the 1st of May, and Joseph the Spouse of Mary, which is on the 19th of March, that when she prayed, he would be able to supply whatever it was in the will of God that was needed for her, and she would accept that as being a great intercessor beyond that of other saints, simply because he was able to supply, not specifically, but in all areas of need for her when she was reforming the Carmelite order. So much is known, but needs to be relearned about Saint Joseph, who is the one who has been given to us as our father. He's the patron of marriages, he's the patron of vocations, because he formed the perfect human nature together with Our Lady of that vocation of our High Priest Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.